Aquarius sun signs and Aquarius rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And Aquarius, there was a real kind of me first energy that was available to you in the month of June. You were moving through the Seven of Wands. You were finding out that you were irreplaceable. You were actually leaning into your specialness, where sometimes you kind of trade that out for a more detached engagement with the collective. You were personalizing your experience. And that may have led you to kind of reckon with some desires that maybe were difficult to handle, or maybe they were delicious, or maybe both. Maybe there was a kind of ice cream swirl happening for you in the month of June, but you were really brushing up against your own agenda and what it might mean to really tap into the kind of invigorated, alive feeling of following your own lead, rather than immediately going to kind of how you'll serve the collective or the larger picture of things. And in the month of July, you're stepping into the Hierophant. And this is a card in the major arcana that can feel a little cryptic sometimes, but I always like to equate it to En Vogue's Free Your Mind. There's this kind of moment where we've just sort of had enough of a particular belief system or a particular way of being kind of locked into our life with this card. And we have to really consider if how we're living is actually, you know, what aligned with our belief systems and vice versa, and where these belief systems came from in the first place. So there's a real kind of interesting apprenticeship energy that's available to you in the month of July. There's a lot of watery energies that are floating around in the cosmos. This is not necessarily your factory setting to be able to kind of drop always into the deepest part of the emotional channel. But you can start actually with the head this month. You can start with the question of concept. What are the concepts? What are the credos that are sort of shaping your life? And also, how can you begin to apprentice yourself to this quality of not needing to know? There's a kind of interesting paradox in your sign, because on the one hand, you're this kind of pattern breaker, you're this radical, but you are also a fixed sign. You like to calcify, you like to restructure, you like to ground down. And there's just a question of letting yourself be a little more in process this month without having to kind of hatch a master plan. And just sort of showing up with a kind of curious openness to a situation, to a partnership, to a project, where whatever you think that you know, and there can be a kind of delight in releasing that, to actually be with this person in this moment, to actually hear what someone is saying, or to actually see, you know, where this new project might take you without having to kind of strategize. So it's a really delightful month for dropping some of that strategy, for dropping that kind of apparatus, for almost, you know, if you've like constructed a whole puzzle, it's like you're taking out the pieces this month. Or if you built something, you built a piece of IKEA furniture, you're disassembling it. I don't know how easy it is to actually disassemble IKEA furniture once you've stuck those pegs in. But even if it's challenging, to kind of look at this process of deconstruction as a gateway for you to look at the constituent parts of your belief system that are undergirding, that are underlying the kind of structures in your life. So I'm wishing you a really curious and open and alive month of July, and I will speak with you soon.